Who cares? This is Cards and Sports Show, Google Podcast App, Podcast, our video, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app. You can Spotify and go Overcast. Here we go. We are live in Virginia Beach. Welcome to the show today. What a game last night. Both really close. Both really exciting. Both learned a lot. Learned a lot from the Panthers-Saints game, Steelers-Browns, you know. But welcome to the show where the scales always tip. In favor of sports, here we go. We're live in Virginia Beach. So let me start with this, okay? So first of all, big injury, unfortunately, for the Browns. Nick Chubb out for certainly this season. And I want to start with that, all right? So I feel like the Cleveland Browns probably would have won that game despite Nick Chubb getting hurt. And what's interesting about that is this is the problem now in the AFC North, okay? And I'll get to this in a minute. The Steelers' offense is second. It's just incredible how bad it has been the last few two games. And I'll get to that in a minute. I understand concerns. Then you get to Baltimore. And I like Baltimore a lot on paper. They're one of those teams that if they stay healthy, I think action, they'll be really good. But they don't stay healthy. Odell Beckham Jr. is about the most injury-prone wide receiver I've ever seen. Lamar Jackson, running quarterbacks, what happens? The guy get hurt. And J.K. Dobbins, their star running back, is already out for the whole season. So that is the concern for the Ravens. Bengals, you can say they're in the, you can say, well, they're 0-2. Could they bounce back? Absolutely. They did last year. But what's the difference between this year and last year? Burrow has a calf injury. Obviously, you saw it against Baltimore. He might not even play Monday night against the Rams. That's concerning. To start 0-3, maybe 0-4, that to me is concerning. And now Cleveland, A, I didn't think their offense looked great last night. Couldn't, until when Nick Chubb left, once or twice did they break out with a really big run. You saw it, it was a big time run there in the third quarter. But most of it, couldn't run. But when, as soon as Nick Chubb went out, the Browns could not run. And that is worrisome because Deshaun Watson, as I thought, does not look good after missing a year and a half, as I thought. So now we're in a situation where the star quarterback for the Bengals is hurt on and off for probably a few months at least. At least this, he might not even play Sunday or Monday, excuse me, against the Rams. Ravens have injuries-prone players, Odell Beckham Jr., Lamar Jackson, their star running back, J.K. Dobbins, already out for the year. Pittsburgh has a one of the, and I'm going to defend the Steelers for a minute here, but the Steelers, from what I've seen the first 2 weeks, does not have a good offense. I think they picked up just, you know, most of that scoring was by the defense. They got outscored by the defense, their own defense last night. And now Cleveland can't throw the ball that well, and now they lost their star running back for the year. So this division, it was, and it, I do think it'll still come down to Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cincinnati. But this division that everyone was going to be, you know, 10 and 11 and 12 wins, just it doesn't seem that way anymore. Cincinnati's quarterback's hurt. And that is going to be a bigger deal than most people think, I think. Because, and by the way, the Browns, that defense is good. And I'll get to that in a minute. But I was watching the Steelers-Browns game last night. And I'm sitting back there and I'm watching the game. And I'm saying, when as soon as Nick Chubb got hurt, they can't run the game. They cannot run the ball. So now, you know, the best running back in that division is either Joe Mixon, who I think Joe Mixon probably won. And number two, Jalen Warren. Gus Edwards, maybe three. So, folks, you know, do you have two offenses that can't score? A quarterback that's hurt first, a star quarterback that is dealing with a calf injury and a very high-prone injury team in one division. I mean, this division has completely, utterly became very interesting to me. And I'm staying with my pick. I do think Cincinnati can bounce back, and I think they will bounce back. But you've got to understand, if Burrow doesn't play against the Rams, it is a real possibility the Bengals start out 0-3, and that becomes significantly harder to start back from. But my big takeaway here and my main point is saying, I don't know. I don't know. Cleveland, to me, felt I was always concerned, never really bought into him. You know, I thought they gave up way too much for Deshaun Watson, who missed, oh, that's right, a year and a half at quarterback. And I don't know how much I love Kevin Stefanski. Steelers, I said, was a very good team, but I was concerned about their offense. Cincinnati, I mean, it's just this division, I think, is going to come down to very few games. And this is the other problem. And one of the announcers, I believe it was an announcer last night, brought it up, one of them, and said, it's 0-2, but they both lost to two Bengals, 0-2 that lost to two divisional, or two teams, divisional teams. So when you start getting the tie breaking, you know, so I don't know. It's this division, suddenly now that Nick Chubb is hurt, has became very interesting. I think it's going to be very close and very interesting. So that's my number one takeaway. My number two takeaway, now let's switch into this. All right. I am going to once again defend the Steelers' offense. And you can say, how can you defend that? Ask yourself this. What is your top five defenses in the league? Well, Dallas, San Francisco, Pittsburgh, the Jets, and the Browns. Folks, listen. I will be the first to admit that I was wrong about the Pittsburgh Steelers if they lose to the Raiders next week and the offense looks as they did against Cleveland and San Francisco. But who did Pittsburgh play week one? San Francisco. Who did they play last night? Cleveland. So they arguably played two of the top five best defenses in the league. Your offense is not supposed to look good. By the way, this is the same Cleveland offense or defense that shut down Jamar Chase. Maybe a top five wide receiver in the league. Things happen. I'm just saying, I don't move off things. I move off things very fast, naturally. I'm very fast to say, okay, this thing is not working with the Chargers, move off Stanley. Last year, I was very fast to say, I never really bought into Denver, but it's not working quite well with Nathaniel Hackett. And I admit when I'm wrong, too, and I don't know. The defense is about as elite as I've ever seen in this year. San Francisco, Dallas, maybe you could argue, then Pittsburgh at three. I don't know. I think the offense is, I don't believe this is 100% who they are. Who are they? I don't know. Is there ceiling 24 points or is it 28 points? Or is it, you know, 36? I mean, I just know that who they played the last 2 weeks was the two of the top five best defenses in the league. That's what I know. San Francisco, certainly the best. Cleveland, probably number four, number five. So Pittsburgh, that offense, that young offense, George Pickens, Pat Freiermuth, Najee Harris, Jaylen Warren, Kenny Pickett, George Pickens, you know, that young offensive line played two of the top five defenses in the NFL. Now, the Raiders have one really good pass rusher, Max Crosby, but this is where I think we'll find out who Pittsburgh is Sunday night. This is the first time that I don't think they're playing a top 10, maybe not even a top 15 defense. This will be the test. And if I could come on here on Monday and say I was wrong, the Steelers are going to win no more than 8 or 9 games. And if that offense looks like it did against Cleveland or San Francisco, I will say that. Or maybe they will completely, subtly make a statement. Kenny Pickett will have the best passing yards and pass passer rating that he's had this year by a mile, and I'll come on here and say, calm down. But what I know is they've this young, inexperienced Pittsburgh offense has played two of the top five best defenses in the league. San Francisco, Cleveland. Week one, week two. The Raiders are the game to see where is Pittsburgh on offense. And if they don't look good, then I think Pittsburgh finishes third in a division, wins 8 or 9 games. That's Pittsburgh. If it looks great, and Pittsburgh could finish anywhere from second to, you know. So we'll see what happens. We will see. But I will say this. It just became a very interesting division now that Cleveland can't run. Pittsburgh doesn't have an offense. Cincinnati's missing their star quarterback, potentially for next week. And Baltimore, you know what Baltimore is. Very injury prone. I'm defending the Steelers offense only because I know what San Francisco does. And I know what Cleveland did to Cincinnati week one. That's the only reason I'm defending this Steelers offense. Maybe I'm wrong, but I do see, you know, sure, Kenny Pickett missed passes. Okay. But I don't know. We'll see what they look like against the Raiders next week. But what I do know is the division has gotten very close, and it's widely considered the best defense in the NFL. All right, Coming up here on the Cardinals Court Show, why I was wrong about Bryce Young. That's next. Also, Clemson, the college football team. Look, maybe a top 30 team in the country. Why they're going to go through a little mini rebuild with the transfer portal, I believe, this year, this offseason. All right, let me tell you real quick about Creative Music Entertainment. Lessons and classes. They do music, voice, piano, guitar, brass, ukulele, violin, and songwriting. Arts, drawing and painting, acting, and public speaking. Languages, Japanese, Korean, Italian, French, and 7 more. Services, life coaching, DJing services, and more. Upgrade, interest for life. Voice, piano, guitar, ukulele, brass, violin, 9 languages are available. Painting and drawing, acting and public speaking, health and nutrition for all ages, individuals and groups, in person, online, or in your home. They have extremely affordable prices. You cannot beat that. Plus, discounts are available. So extremely affordable prices plus discounts. You cannot beat that. For more information, please call 757-236-2609. That number was 757-236-2609. Or visit them at www.creativemusicva.net. That was www.creativemusicva.net. Creative Music Entertainment, truly a great company. Creative Music and Entertainment Plus. All right, coming up here, Bryce Young. I was wrong about them. Breaking news, by the way, as I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, though, Nick Chubb is out for the year. So thoughts and prayers to him. That was a very interesting injury. We'll see what happens there. Coming up here on the Carson Court Show, we have why I was wrong about Bryce Young. I watched him last night. There's something there. And also, my Clemson needs to go through a mini rebuild. I will explain next. It's the Carson Court Show. Welcome back to the Carson Court Show. Final segment of the day, still to come, why Clemson needs a rebuild. But here we go. So I admit when I'm wrong on the show. I said I didn't love Bryce Young. I said I would take C.J. Stroud in the draft over Bryce Young. Why? Alabama had the worst year they've had in the last 15 years under Bryce Young. Coincidence? Maybe. Second of all, C.J. Stroud is bigger and can take more hits. I don't worry about injuries as much with C.J. Stroud as I do with Bryce Young. Well, for the second straight week, I've watched Bryce Young play now, and I admit when I'm wrong, I feel like I was off a little on Bryce Young. The first point that I came up with is mute. Alabama is having another off year. They are having they're not in the top 10 for the second straight year. I don't, and
So I do still worry, though, about injuries with Bryce Young. However, I do not worry about them as much with C.J. Stroud. So that is still my concern. But, well, you know, so to me, Bryce Young, where is his ceiling? I don't know. I think he'll win Carolina a lot of games. I think Carolina's, and this is the other good news, is that game was close. Carolina was in that game for the whole game. New Orleans has a way better quarterback, a way better defense, a way better receivers, and a way better running game than Carolina. Carolina was in that game. That's amazing to me. So I feel like Carolina, I said this before, I feel like Carolina is about two decent receivers, and a few good defensive players away from being something, winning that division. Next year, New Orleans will have an aging quarterback. Atlanta, I don't know what they are. They're 2-0 right now. They're looking pretty impressive, but again, still questions with Ritter. Then you look at Tampa Bay. They're 2-0. I can't explain that. However, I think that they're going to go through a rebuild. So, you know, again, what is Bryce Young? I don't know, but I think he'll win you a lot of games. I think he'll be a good quarterback in this league. I don't think he'll be great or a superstar, but I think he'll be good, and I think he'll win you a lot of games. So if you're a Carolina fan, I mean, the fact that you were in that Saint game when the Saints had a way better of a football team than you, and it came down to the final onside kick, that, to me, is good news if you're a Panther fan. Coming up, why Clemson needs a rebuild. It's the Carson's Court Show. We'll be right back in Virginia Beach. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Final segment of the day here on a beautiful day in Virginia Beach. So let me say this. So going into this year, I did say Clemson's a top 10 team. They're not. I think they're top. Maybe you can convince me at 30. And people said, well, they had a very impressive performance against Charleston Southern, and they just blew Florida Atlantic away this weekend, past weekend. Folks, listen, Duke is a very good football team, or I think, right now, top, I don't know, 20 maybe, 20, maybe 18, you could convince me. Duke, and Duke pretty much outplayed them for the whole game and outcoached them. We will see what Florida State does against we would see what Clemson does against Florida State this weekend. My guess, Florida State, the game's over at halftime. Florida State will win. So what I do find interesting, though, is now that the transfer portal is in, you can rebuild quicker. You can change quicker. And I said this when I watched that Duke game on Monday night. I said a few weeks ago, I said, I don't know that I love Clemson's offense. I think it's good. But when you go up against ACC opponents, Carolina, Duke, Florida State, Notre Dame, Pitt even, it's you know, especially to Florida State, it's not great. It's not good. I mean, Think about it this way. Clemson is almost Carolina and Pittsburgh in the NFL. You know, questions at quarterback, really good receivers at some point. Defense is good, good coaches, but just not performing well. That's what Clemson is to me. Everything is pretty much there, and they're not. The offense just is not performing well. And again, that's what the Steelers are in the NFL. That's what Clemson is in college football. Folks, it's time to get it going. And I said this when I watched that Clemson-Duke game. They're just, Clemson is missing something. I am pretty sure it's a quarterback, which is big. And until they get that right, I don't buy them. I don't trust them. I had a close game with Charles Southern. I mean, I don't trust Clemson's offense. They need another quarterback. I think they'll get it in the transfer portal. Dabo Sweeney is a smart head coach. I think he'll figure it out. But they're going to get, I think, absolutely crushed by a really good, sneaky Florida State team. That's my sneaky under the radar pick for the national championship. And I think they're going to absolutely, I think the game will be over very quickly for Clemson. All right. Carson's Court Show. We are live in Virginia Beach for the final time. I do not own the copyrights to the Final Countdown by Europe. Thank you. Have a great day, everyone. It's the Carson's Court Show. We're live in Virginia Beach. Talk tomorrow. It's the Carson Squad Show. I do not own the copyrights of the Final Countdown by Europe or intro song. Thank you and have a great day.